didn't have.
You never come forward to shoot. What's part of the shoot?
Right
on between eyes.
And I know he'd kill one. There's Jamie, he tried to kill one one time. He's a great big boy and his daddy's gone. Turned cold, we were on the fork, you know.
Yeah.
And we beat on till we both give out and we man come along, we got him killed.
Yeah, I was saying.
And I done the
rest. Real hard. And I'm blaming you for never doing it. Kind of like the time I tried to wring a chicken's neck. Mother was going to show me how to wring a chicken's neck. I said, Mother, tell him, show me how to do that. Okay, son, here, come out here. You do the next one. And I took that thing. I started going in big circles. And she said, son, wait a minute. You're just twisting his neck up. And she said, you got to get a quick jerk. So the quick jerk then broke his neck and that chicken's neck. Okay, so that's sausage. And if the meat has been kept too long, you say that the meat has done what?
Spoiled.
Right. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
You make souse, what I told you about.
Yeah, you're right. And what do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the dish that's prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
I never done that. I don't know. What do you call that?
They got liver sausages.
Liver sausage.
They got liverwurst. White pudding.
White
you got white pudding in. But you never call it.
I never had that.
Y'all never did grind up the liver then? Just
we
ate
always
it.
Sliced it and sold it.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
Mm-mm. No, never did.
I reckon not.
Mm-mm.
Okay, did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it? Then later after it gets cold, slice it and fry it? What would you call this?
Well, now, I never put the meal in it, but I've fried the souse. So you pack it, it's a hard cake.
Uh-huh.
And I have fried it, it should.
What do you call all that? Just souse?
Fried.
Fried souse meat?
And you can pickle it, eat it. It's good that way.
Uh-huh. Suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good, what would you call the taste or how would you describe its condition?
It's too old.
It has another name for it that you could call
soured.
It. How about rancid? Do you ever call it rancid?
No.
You wouldn't call it rancid then? No. Okay. Thick, sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Buttermilk.
Yep. Well, if you churn, you got butter out of it, but what if it's not? It's sour milk.
Well, it's clabbered.
Yeah, clabbered milk. Okay, it's, you make, what do you make from this clabbered milk?
Cheese.
What kind of cheese? What do you call that white cheese?
I don't know.
It's not orange cheese, not prepared. It's processed cheese. It's.
They make a cheese out of it.
Is there cottage cheese?
Okay. Well, it's cottage cheese, yeah, but they make cheese out of clabbered.
Oh, regular just clabbered milk without getting butter fat out?
They use clabbered milk for making cheese, like we...
Just regular
cheese.
Processed cheese.
Mm-hmm.
But cottage cheese, how do they make cottage cheese?
I don't know about that. It's made of...
What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking?
Strain it.
Right. To get the impurity out, you might have to, well, I'd say it, strain it. Uh-huh. What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Pies. Apple pies?
Yeah, apple. Something else besides pie, too. Something like a fruit pie, except it has several layers of fruit and pastries. Good old apple. More than pie, it's a...
Cobbler?
Yeah, work, cobbler. Somebody has a good appetite and you say, he sure likes to put away his...
Food.
Yeah, and it's something else.
He's really a hearty eater.
You ever call it vittles?
Vittles?
What are vittles?
It's what you eat. You know, vittles in the Bible, a lot of places.
I thought that's just food, isn't it?
Yeah.
But you said food first, didn't you?